Thank you for being with us today again here in the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. Yesterday we read from Daniel chapter 12, talked a bit about the background of the passage and the angel Michael, and as well different characteristics considering the believer and those who would be preserved in difficult times. Today I want to continue on in this short series considering difficult times and being overcomers in difficult times by looking at 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, usually we just love the passage, and one of the favorite passages I love so much is verse 7 of that chapter where it says, "Throw all your anxiety unto him because he cares about you." But there's a whole lot more going on than that verse. And to understand that verse and what it means to us, we have to look around the surrounding scriptures that wrap around it in order to get God's view and set the stage for victory in difficult times in our personal walk. So part two, considering difficult times. Look at verse 5 of 1 Peter. "In the same way, I urge you who are younger, accept the authority of the elders. And everyone, clothe yourselves with humility towards each other. Stand against the proud, but he gives favor to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves unto God's power, so that he may raise you up in the last day. Throw all your anxiety, all your fear, your difficult situations unto him, because he cares about you. Be clear-headed. Keep alert. Your accuser, the devil, is on the prowl like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Do so in the knowledge that your fellow believers are enduring the same difficult times or suffering throughout the world." Verse 10, "After you have suffered for a little while," notice the Bible says a little while, "the God of all grace, the one who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself," notice these promises, guys, "restore, empower, strengthen, and establish you." What? Yes, restore, empower, strengthen, and establish you. You see why we can't just look at verse 7, a very familiar and one of my favorite scriptures. "Throw all your anxiety upon him," or "unto him," because he cares about you. I love that. The Father's care, the Lord caring for me. But the first portion of these passages of scripture setting the stage is the fact that we have to accept authority, understanding eldership. Okay? And second of all, we've got to not be yielded to pride, but humility. And that the proud, or those who are prideful, will have their fall. But those who humble themselves, whether under authority or unto the Lord, will be blessed. You've got to have a heart that is humble and yielded to showing forth the grace of God and be willing to understand, to submit, and have trust before you can receive. To have trust before you can receive the promises of God. Verse 6, "Therefore, humble yourselves unto God's power." Okay? Before I can throw anything upon the Lord, before I can say, "God, here it is," I must humble myself under his power. I must recognize his power, his authority, his ability. Some of us don't recognize that. We just hope. We just pray that. Maybe a miracle happened. That's our attitude. Not that he is able to bring me through. He is the Lord, tried and true. He is the royal victor. We don't think about that. But he's won so many battles, and his power is beyond all human recognition. Is anything too difficult for God? I don't think so. Therefore, verse 6, "humble yourselves under God's power, so that he may," who? He. Me? You? No, he. "He may raise you up in the last day." My God is going to lift me up. My God is going to raise me up. It can sometimes seem like I'm down, and I'm down to about the ninth count on the mat. But he'll raise me up. Just about when the time it seems like it's over and Satan thinks he's had his best and I am done for, Jesus will raise me up. "Throw all your anxiety, all your fears, all your doubts, everything upon him, because he cares for you." Why? Because he cares for you. You're his creation. If you're a child of God and you've given your heart to him and you've submitted to him already, you've already recognized his lordship, You've already recognized his divine authority. You've already recognized his ability to take care of your life and to get you going in the right direction and to preserve you and manage your affairs. Be clear-headed. Isn't that tough during difficult times? Come on, Lord. Lord, how am I going to keep clear-headed? Look what's going around me. How? Look at all the things being said about me. Look about the feelings I have. Look about, I mean, God, I don't know where to turn. Meditate upon the Lord. Think upon the Word of God. Flush out the anxiety. Flush out the fears. Flush out the weaknesses. Let God fill your mind and heart. Keep alert. You know, be vigilant. Keep alert. You know, all the things going around about you, it might seem like, hey, you're overwhelmed. But a good soldier, a good general, a good leader, a good pastor, a good manager, even when it seems like so much activity is going on, even difficulties, it's their greatest hour. Because they can keep clear-headed, they can look upon things, recognize, hey, we've been through this before, and it's all going to work out. And we're going to prosper in the long run. Be clear-headed. Keep alert. Your accuser, the devil, is on the prowl like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Oh, yeah, in the midst of difficulties, he's going to remind you like he did Job. Hey, man, you are really, you must have sinned. You must have done this. Hey, or if you have sinned, man, he'll try to put you down as best he can. But remember, God's eyes are upon his beloved. He wants to see you through. He seeks to devour the enemy, but God will lift you up. Verse 9, resist him. Stand firm in the faith. I am a child of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. His royal blood flows through my veins. Think upon those things. Speak it out. Stand firm in your faith. Do so in the knowledge that your fellow believers are enduring the same sufferings. Hey, someone else is going through this. You're not the only one. Now, the devil would like to make you think you're the only one going through this. Hallelujah. We're only going to suffer for a short time, the scripture says. It might not seem short to us sometimes, I know. But the scripture says, fellow believers are enduring the same suffering throughout the world. People are going through difficult times. But verse 10 is the key. After you have suffered for a little while, it's going to end. This too shall pass. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, hallelujah. I love it when he shows up. I love it when he stands his ground. I love it when we see him in the midst of everything. I wish he did it in the beginning sometimes of the trials. I wish I could have seen him so many other times during the difficult times. But when he is there, proud and victorious, because he's preserved once again his child and kept them and loved them. How awesome it is. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, the one who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore. He'll empower, he'll strengthen, and he'll establish you. He's going to do it. He promised it in his word. He can do it for you today. Give him the opportunity. Cast all your care upon him. For care through trust in his grace. Humble yourself before the eyes of the Lord. And he will give you strength. Amen. There's a chorus that simply goes, humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord. Humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord. And he will lift you up. Higher and higher, and he will lift you up. Why don't you humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord? Humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Higher and higher, and he will lift you up. It's a beautiful chorus. And one sometimes it all go over and over again in my time of prayer, putting myself in that proper place in the grace of God. And you can too. Remember, these sufferings are for a little while. And then comes the God of grace. And he'll empower you. He'll strengthen you. He'll restore you. and he will establish you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your people who've called in today. I pray your touch and anointing upon them. I pray the peace and the power of God. I pray these words are comfort and strength. And I pray that you would minister to each and every one in my heart and put me not just in remembrance of this word, but recognize it and take it to heart. And God, preserve us and help us to have the victory through the difficult times and get on to the other side and show forth the glory of God and to see not just our circumstances changed or altered, but God receiving all the glory and praise for the victory he has won. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your divine love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hope that something I said today was a blessing to you, something in God's word ministered to you. If you need to call us here at the ministry at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please do so at 646-926-0401, or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com, or check out our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. We're so glad that you could be with us today. Be blessed. Till next time on the Prayer Line.